Lead photos. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium attendees gather in the NFB of Utah auditorium at the NFB Jernigan Institute. More than 90 attorneys, legal scholars, government officials, disability rights advocates, and law students from across North America attended the 2009 Jacobus Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium, New Perspectives on Disability Law, Advancing the Right to Live in the World, on Friday, April 17th at the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. This symposium offered a unique and historic opportunity to consider emerging trends and long-term implications in disability law brought about by the election of the Obama administration, the signing of the ADA Amendments Act, the ratification of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, and recent federal and state court decisions addressing various aspects of disability law. Co-sponsors of this symposium with the Jernigan Institute included the ABA Commission on Mental and Physical Disability Law, the Legal Times, the Maryland Department of Disabilities, and the Texas Journal on Civil Liberties and Civil Rights. Ari Neiman, founding president of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, delivered a powerful and inspiring keynote address at the luncheon. An evening reception, where attendees could discuss the day's presentations, capped the event. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Participants in Panel 2, Addressing Methods of ADA Enforcement, are shown on the stage behind the head table. From left to right are Tim Fox, Amy Robertson, and Maura Healy. NFB President Mark Maurer chaired the symposium. Kareem Dale, Special Assistant to the President for Disability Policy, was the lead presenter for Panel 1, the Obama Administration's Perspective on Disability Policy. Maura Healy, Assistant Attorney General and Chief, Civil Rights Division, Office of the Attorney General, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, was the lead presenter for Panel 2. Through anecdotes and a review of policy, she addressed Perspectives on Enforcement of Disability Law. Tim Fox and Amy Robertson, principals in Fox & Robertson, PC, provided further commentary on this issue. A photo appears at this point, the caption, NFB President Mark Maurer and M. Hamau Bouakas, technical advisor to the mayor of Paris, addressed the audience at the opening of the afternoon session. During the afternoon session, Professor Gerard Quinn of the National University of Ireland delivered a paper discussing the international effect of the CRPD in creating a more welcoming and accessible environment for disabled people throughout the world. Catherine Guernsey, an international lawyer and adjunct professor at the American University School of International Service, offered follow-up commentary on Professor Quinn's remarks. Finally, Samuel Bagenstos, visiting professor of law at UCLA School of Law and professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School, fall 2009, outlined 10 policy suggestions for making the ADA more effective in the future. Commissioner Christine Griffin of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission rounded out the fourth panel of the day with comments on Professor Bagenstos's remarks. Peter Blank, university professor and chairman, Burton Blatt Institute, Syracuse University, and Scott Labar, Principal, Labar Law Offices, PC, and President of the National Association of Blind Lawyers, offered closing remarks and facilitated an open forum for discussion among symposium participants. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Luann Blake, Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium Coordinator, examines the newly hung portrait of Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook just outside the auditorium in the NFB Jernigan Institute. For a more detailed analysis of the material covered during the symposium, visit the website of the Texas Journal on Civil Liberties and Civil Rights, www.txjclcr.org. The journal will publish the proceedings from the Tenbrook Law Symposium later this fall. We can be proud of Jacobus Tenbrook's constitutional and disability law scholarship. His professional legacy has shaped a civil rights-based approach to disability law in the United States. Without exception, symposium presenters acknowledged his early and ongoing influence.